WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was meeting with foreign ministers of the G7 Monday night in New York City. Their purpose, trying to find an off-ramp in the escalating hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Going on 500 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon on Monday. Hezbollah hit back, firing more than 250 rockets, most intercepted. The U.S. dispatching a small group of troops to the region.
We already have 40,000 U.S. troops in the region, including a carrier strike group at sea, but there is concern this conflict could spiral out of control, leaving tens of thousands of Americans needing evacuation, and these additional troops could help with that.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Boeing upped its offer to striking machinists. It's still not what they want, and union leadership will not present it for a vote. Jazz saxophone great and composer Benny Golson died in New York City after a short illness. He was 95. This is ABC News. The co-founder of OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible that imploded during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic last year, went before the Coast Guard panel that's investigating.
This can't be the end of deep ocean exploration. This can't be the end of deep diving submersibles, and I don't believe that it will be.
Guillermo Sonlein pleading with officials to regard his venture as ocean exploration, not tourism. Five people, including four who paid a lot of money to make the dive, were killed.
I hope that all of us can find some good in all of this sadness. I hope that we can find some silver linings. I hope we can find some valuable lessons learned.
Quite the sight at Portugal's Our Lady of Fatima Shrine. An estimated 180,000 motorcyclists turned out for the 9th annual Pilgrimage of the Blessing of Helmets. The turnout, the largest ever in that event's history. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clemens does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion. Just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a cool night across the area. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Daybreak temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. On Tuesday, skies turning mostly sunny. Light south winds in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warren's Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us is our old buddy Congressman Ro Khanna, the Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A dot house dot gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind today?
Tom, great to be back. We finally looks like going to fund government after the Democrats have been saying this for the last 3 months, and Johnson has finally agreed to mid-December, so we'll avoid a shutdown this week. And after that, I'm going to be out around the country doing my part to make sure we get a House majority and elect Vice President Harris president.
Wow, very cool stuff. So anything in particular you want to share with our listeners, or shall we just hop right into the phones?
We can. I have a big bill coming out next week on childcare at $10 a day. We've been working on it for over a year, as you know, because you're a student of history, Tom. We used to have universal childcare in America in the 1940s because all the women were Rosie the Riveter in the factories, and we had 3,000 war nurseries. This will be a universal childcare bill. $10 a day, $300 a month. People will have the flexibility of the high quality childcare, and childcare workers making $20 to $25 an hour. And we'll be introducing that next week.
Where can I learn about that?
We will have it on our website, and it'll be all over the press when we do it. And if anyone wants to get more details, they can contact our office, and I'll send you an email with the bill.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'd like to push that on both on the program and in my newsletter. All righty, so shall we pick up calls?
Sounds great.
Richard in Highland Park, California, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna. Richard? James in Hollywood, California, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Gentlemen, it's coming down to the wire. Anyhow, Ro, would you please get in Chuck Schumer's head or ear and tell him Republicans are killing Dems, and particularly Harris, on the border, and have Chuck bring up the bipartisan immigration bill again in the Senate. He can say maybe the third time's a charm, but they're all screaming about it. It's so hypocritical, and it's outrageous. And then have him personally handed to the weaker speaker, Trump's little Johnson, and ask him why he will not bring it up.
James, look, I agree with you, and I don't know if Tom has any thoughts on this, because I've been perplexed and a little bit discouraged by some of the polling. I mean, obviously, we have a better vision on border security, on comprehensive immigration. The president was talking about that from the first time he got elected. By the way, not just the bill. For 3 years, the Congress didn't move. The challenge is that the polling, some of the polling shows that 50% of this country believes in mass deportation, where they actually want these 11 million people who are undocumented to sort of be expelled. And there is this xenophobia that Trump has tapped into. And I don't know, Tom, if you have a view on how do we push back against this, because it is it's just some of the polling has been very discouraging on it.
I see this as a massive failure of our media. Our media has become so clickbait driven and so Trump driven because he makes money for the media that, you know, the fact that James Lankford worked on that legislation, that it actually passed the Senate, that it would have passed the House if Trump hadn't blown it up, is something that is not known by the vast majority of Republicans. And if they did, as the caller pointed out, it would cut the knees out from underneath the Republicans on this issue. But instead, they're running ads talking about how Democrats, you know, won't do anything when they're the ones who killed it. I get it that, you know, people want the deportation and everything, but this is the battle really that's right in front of us right now. And I think the Democratic Party should be spending a whole pile of money pointing out what the media won't point out, sadly.
Yeah, no, you're right, Tom and James. We got to just be more aggressive on it. I think sometimes we think, okay, Kamala Harris said that in the debate or she said that in an interview and we check the box. But no, we have to be relentless and drive it.
Yeah.
All the substance is on our side. It's the messaging that is what we've got to make sure to win the election.
Yep. People typically don't know they've heard something until the seventh time they've heard it. Joe, yeah. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, guys, just fantastic to be talking to you. Just following up on that last caller, I did want to mention, you can get your remarks on this in a minute, that people don't even realize in 2017, the Republicans, Trump signed it, basically did away with all of our internet privacy and allows the ISPs to sell everybody's data to anybody that walks in with a dime. And these corporations are scooping it up. And when the military said, hey, our servicemen are getting all their data sucked up, Republicans were like, oh, what happened? Well, we didn't even. Yeah. So that needs to be addressed in this next little budget deal to slip something in to bring our privacies back at the ISP level. Now, lastly, for the campaign, you know, back in 2023, Robert Reich did an op-ed where he said the Democrats need to get ahead of the inflation problem now. And the first thing we heard was in the convention, DNC convention, for the first time, Kamala said there's price gouging going on, and the Republicans are trying to say we're saying the grocery stores. No, it's the monopoly product producers that are doing this. So I just want this message to be part of the Democratic message going forward. Presidents don't control prices. Corporations do. That's a very simple line.
Thank you, Joe. Let's let the congressman respond.
Well, Joe, you're absolutely right. I mean, it has nothing to do with price control. There's 60% of the market on food processors that are controlled by four companies, and they are bullying local grocery stores, often refusing to sell to them. They're selling simply to chains. They have, in certain cases, worked with each other to have to fix prices. That's the opposite of the free market. What Kamala Harris is saying is let the markets work, let there be competition that's going to bring down prices. And we need to keep hammering that point because the FTC under Lina Khan is trying to do that. And under Donald Trump, it would just give them a carte blanche. And so I completely agree with you there.
Rudy in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. Now, we've been hearing a lot about voter suppression, that in some states, people are gearing up to challenge voters and make a chaos out of this whole thing. I'm just wondering, can't the president pass some kind of law that says, okay, you can challenge it, but you got to have knowledge that person is illegal, is dead, and somebody's voting for him or voting different states? Because if we already know this problem's coming up, how is it being addressed?
Well, Rudy, look, you've got already voter suppression in that we have less polling places, less early ballot places in places that are black compared to white. And so you already have the techniques of voter suppression. That's why we wanted to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act to take care of that disparity. But now you've got, on top of that, Donald Trump tweeting out every day, I'm going to prosecute people if they vote illegally. And that's not coincidental. He's trying to basically intimidate people from showing up. And I think we need our President Biden needs to be out there countering that every day. No, you have a right to vote. You can vote. It will be secure. Don't get intimidated. But it's a rhetorical attempt to suppress the vote.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And we'll be right back with your calls for Representative Ro Khanna.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Representative Ro Khanna taking your calls. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Congressman Ro Khanna, taking your calls for the hour. Rob in Flemington, New Jersey, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
How you doing, Rep?
Hi, Rob. Good to talk.
Yeah, I'd like to know why the Democrats are not bringing out Trump's money laundering in especially Panama, where he got kicked out of the country for money laundering drug cartel money. He's also, Azerbaijan, where he used money from the Iranian guard through some unbelievable people. And, he's got Mumbai and Manila and Paraguay, not to mention New York. And why aren't they even mentioning all of his money laundering things all over the world?
Well, Rob, Jeremy Raskin talks about this all the time. And the quid pro quo, the money laundering, the benefiting from federal tax dollars. The reality is that, look, you've had someone who's had four criminal indictments and is still neck and neck in the polls. And I think that we've got to continue to make the anti-Trump case, but we've also got to make the economic case, how we're going to raise the living wage for folks, how we're actually the party that's going to put more money in their pocket with expanding Social Security, how we're going to cut their health care costs by expanding Medicare and having it cover dental, vision, hearing. Those are the things that I think will win the campaign for us.
Rob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Rob, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Congressman. Got just a quick update. I actually am driving through Ohio, coming back from my 50th year high school reunion. I am not seeing that many Trump van signs. Just a quick note. But I just wanted to say my question, Congressman, is on regarding Medicare and an insidious little thing called lifetime days. So basically, if you're on Medicare and you are admitted and then you are discharged, you're fine. You never worry about it. What happens is if for some reason you are sick or if your family member is sick and they go beyond 45 days, they kick into a thing called lifetime days. And I believe it's either 90 or 100 days. But if you think about it, someone who's very sick, what happens is at the end of that, you are then responsible for all costs regarding hospitalization, any Medicare, doctor, hospital, all of it. So I'm just suggesting when we win in November, please look into this so that this little insidious, it's hidden away. And I have a family member who bumped up against it, but that's why I'm bringing it up, that this goes away. I think Senator Warren and Senator Sanders have it, but I just wanted to mention that to you. And that's my question.
Well, Rob, thank you for bringing it up. This is at the core of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill. Starts with seniors. I mean, seniors don't get cover for long-term care, as you're pointing out. If you're sick or if you need medical attention beyond the 90 days, then you have to pay out of pocket. A lot of times, if you don't have supplemental insurance, seniors are going bankrupt and end up having to go on Medicaid as a result. And they don't have vision, they don't have hearing, they don't have dental. Strengthening those things and providing those things for seniors was the single most popular thing in the Build Back Better agenda. Of course, in our wisdom, we didn't pass that. We need to pass that, and we should pass that next year.
Ed, in Belfair, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Representative Khanna. My question has to do with public money, taxpayers' money going to private schools and for-profit schools. If the Democratic Party takes over the House and the Senate and the takes over for the president, can that be addressed, that any money's being allocated to any state does not go to any private schools, and keep the governors and the House states and Senate in their House from allocating money to private schools? We're closing schools down here in Washington State because there's not enough money. Can we do something about that, please? Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, as a product of public school, I believe that you shouldn't have the diversion of funds from public schools, where 90% of American kids go, to private schools. I mean, you're just going to further hurt and pressure public schools if you do that. And we can pass that law at a federal level. I know some states have passed it at a state level.
David in Columbus, Ohio. David, listening on WGRN, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Congressman Khanna. I have a quick question. I think climate change and the Supreme Court are the two big issues, but you've addressed climate change. Is there anything we can do about the Supreme Court, or am I just getting too ambitious? Have the Democrats figured out a system or method or a tactic that would minimize the influence of the Supreme Court, and what is your opinion?
David, I have long proposed term limits for Supreme Court justices. President Biden has now adopted it, as has Kamala Harris. 18 years, you can still be a judge, because the Constitution says you can be a judge for life, but only on the court for 18 years. Every president gets two appointments. I believe that this should be an issue we're driving. This, many Americans agree with term limits, and it's an issue where we have the popular sentiment on our side and would also reform the court. And that should really be our a strong platform for our campaign.
Congressman, I just have about 20 seconds here before we hit a break. Do you think that's going to happen?
It's being proposed now by the president, so the Democratic Party is for it. Now we have to convince some of the Republicans. But the polling on Supreme Court justice term limits is off the charts.
Yeah, yeah. What about expanding the size of the court? A lot more.
It's an option, and obviously we've done it many times through statutes. But let's start with the term limits. I think that's a stronger, easier ground to get consensus.
And perhaps an ethics code that would force Clarence Thomas to recuse himself on some things.
Seriously, I mean, it's unbelievable what he gets away with.
It really is. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a few minutes on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was meeting with foreign ministers of the G7 Monday night in New York City. Their purpose, trying to find an off-ramp in the escalating hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Going on 500 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon on Monday. Hezbollah hit back, firing more than 250 rockets, most intercepted. The U.S. dispatching a small group of troops to the region.
We already have 40,000 U.S. troops in the region, including a carrier strike group at sea, but there is concern this conflict could spiral out of control, leaving tens of thousands of Americans needing evacuation, and these additional troops could help with that.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Boeing upped its offer to striking machinists. It's still not what they want, and union leadership will not present it for a vote. Jazz saxophone great and composer Benny Golson died in New York City after a short illness. He was 95. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The UW system has reversed course. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing campus-level enrollment data. For example, UW-Stevens Point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Wausau campuses. After backlash, they reversed that decision. Meanwhile, UW-Superior is set to get a floating classroom. Here's James Kelly.
The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just because you've been part of a hit show for 10 years doesn't mean your spinoff is a slam dunk. Just ask Eric Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family. A one-off called Mitch and Cam, which would have featured Stone Street and co-star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who was Cam's partner Mitchell Pritchard on Modern Family, was in development but ended up not getting the green light. What was his reaction when he heard the network passed? He said his feelings were hurt. Actors are people, too. Actress Demi Moore says she biked 60 miles a day after becoming a mom for the second time. After giving birth in 1991 to her daughter Scout, Moore said she would bike 30 miles to the set of Indecent Proposal from Malibu and 30 miles home. I guess any excuse to get away from a crying baby. The actress admitted she felt pressure to drop weight, but also that at the time it was important to her to get back in shape as well, and there was no way she was giving up the lunch buffet at Golden Corral. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite the cool night across the area. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Daybreak temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. On Tuesday, skies turning mostly sunny, light south winds in the afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Wiped out without you even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Get ready, America, the storm is rolling in. Trump and the GOP playing the game again. Shut it down, tear it up, they don't care who they burn. Big Light 2.0, will we ever learn? They cried voter fraud, but it's all a ruse. A tactical weapon, nothing left to lose. They'll shut down the government. The hour, Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. John in Seattle, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yeah, good morning. I'm trying to figure out why Dick Durbin hasn't given the go-ahead for nominating more federal judges. It seems like the Democrats are losing all the time in the democracy with the courts, seeing how the Supreme Court has given way to the 14th Amendment, letting a criminal be on the ballot, as well as giving him immunity. I want to know why Dick Durbin is holding back. He's a Democrat, and if he's a Democrat, what's going on there? Is White House working on that or what?
Well, thank you for the question. I mean, look, I think that the decision was abominable in terms of the immunity and the decisions that the court have made. They have no explanation. What we need to do is call the Chief Justice to testify and have subpoenas on it. And Durbin has not been willing to do it. It used to be that the justices would come all the time to Congress. In fact, the Supreme Court justices used to be in the Capitol building. So what we need to really push for is having testimony and compelling that testimony.
Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, hello. I have that one recurring question at every town hall, and that is, what the heck is going on with DeJoy? Now that we have early voting starting and mail-in, what insurances are Congress providing to make sure our votes get delivered and counted?
Mark, it's, I've been calling for DeJoy's removal for the longest time, and now we have a board that can do it, but it's not going to happen before the election. I'll talk to Jamie Raskin. We had a lot of oversight hearings last time when we controlled Congress to make sure that there was no delay in mail, and we need to be vigilant, even though we don't control the Congress, that they know that enough Democrats on the Oversight Committee are watching what's going on. And we have raised it, but I will push to raise it even more visibly and loudly.
George in Santee, California, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I'd like to hear your thoughts on how do we go about bringing peace to the Middle East?
Well, that's quite a question. I mean, right now we have to de-escalate the war, and that means, putting pressure on Hamas to stop, to release the hostages and stop the bombs, but also putting pressure on Netanyahu and having some sense that he has to uphold the U.S. laws, security assistance and Leahy laws, and that we're not going to provide just a blank check to him. And similarly, to make it clear that we don't want him to be escalating into a war in Lebanon, that we're not supportive of that in constantly giving a blank check on arms. Once we can get past this war, then we need a two-state solution with a Palestinian state governed not by Hamas, but by other Palestinians.
Mark in San Francisco, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, Congressman and Tom, how do we change the narrative that the Republicans are better for the economy? After every time they're in power, they leave us in shambles. And Trump especially, he's Herbert Hoover too. And they come ahead in the polls on the economy. How do we beat this?
Mark, it's my biggest frustration. I mean, Bill Clinton pointed out at the convention, Democratic presidents, the last three Democratic presidents, 50 million jobs created. Republican presidents, 1 million jobs. The stock market has grown more under Democratic presidents post-1945. The GDP has grown more of Democratic presidents post-1945. It's not even close. Productivity has grown more. We need to recite these facts, but we also need to be out there talking about the economy, what we're going to do to bring back manufacturing, to raise living wages for everyone, to make sure that we're putting more money in the pockets of the working class. I think we just don't talk about it as much as some of the other issues, and they keep talking about it, and that's why they have the edge.
Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just mortified to hear that 50% of the American population is for mass deportation. And I just feel like if we're losing that debate, that maybe we should change the narrative and reframe the issue somehow. I don't know what that would be, but that's my thought. Do you have any response to that, Congressman?
Well, I think it's a big challenge for us, but I think we need to focus on what we're first good at, which is an economy that's actually going to create jobs and raise wages for folks, and say that the other side is not offering real solutions and just engaged in scapegoating. And then when we talk about immigrants, we need to talk about the aspirations of this country and the patriotism of families, whether they were French or Irish or German, and how America has always been strengthened based on the immigrant experience. But it is very concerning that Trump's demagoguery on that has worked on that issue.
Jeff in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, good day, Tom, and Representative Khanna. Thank you both for all your efforts. Congressman Khanna, last hour, Tom gave a great presentation on the role of government in regulating capitalism, which, as you know, is essential for creating a fair playing field for companies, consumers, and workers. And I think the Harris-Walz campaign can do what Tom did and educate voters on what the FTC is doing to stop price gouging and keeping corporate power in check. But my question for you, Congressman Khanna, concerns war and peace in Ukraine and the Middle East. My feeling is we need to loosen the reins on Zelensky and allow more Ukrainian strikes in Russia. And Timothy Garton Ash had a very cogent piece in The Guardian this weekend about that. And conversely, Congressman, I think we need to pull the reins in pronto on Netanyahu before we have an out-of-control regional war in the Middle East. And what you just said about upholding U.S. laws in regard to military aid, don't you think candidate Kamala Harris can come out and say something like that as well? Thank you, Congressman. Your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Jeff, for very thoughtful. On Ukraine, I've supported all of the aid to Zelensky. I think the president and Blinken actually on that have done a fabulous job of making sure that that Zelensky has the weapons he needs and that that he has some offensive capability, but that we're not giving him a capability that triggers a world war with Russia. And my view is that the president has balanced that correctly. He has all the information, and I trust his and Blinken's judgment. I disagreed with how they manage the Middle East. I think there has been too much of a blank check to Netanyahu. There has not been any consequence, even in the way that Reagan and Bush Sr. had it. And in part, Netanyahu has been emboldened and really defied the administration when the administration has stood by Israel for the past nearly year. And so we need to, yes, put pressure on Hamas, yes, put pressure on Hezbollah, but also make it clear to Netanyahu that he doesn't have a blank check.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, Congressman, I'm talking about removing the Ronald Reagan tax on Social Security. I know you co-sponsored Representative Edgy Craig's You Earn It, You Keep It Act, but the only person I've heard talk about this is Trump. And I know everybody who listens to this channel knows that Trump is full of it when he's talking about Social Security. But for the vast majority of the people, that's a huge issue. And it would be great to hear the Democratic candidates pushing this issue pulling out all the stops, so to speak, before November.
I agree with you. Look, I think Trump has no indication of no intention of following through. But there are two proposals he has, which are both populist and ones that we should be campaigning on. One is no tax on Social Security for the working and middle class. And the second one is capping interest rates. I've been talking about that. Bernie's been talking about that. AOC has been talking about that for years. 15% cap on your credit cards. And then I saw Donald Trump was talking about that. Now, he's not going to do it when he gets there. But we need to campaign on it and get it done.
Jerry in Northbrook, Illinois. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. I'd like to find out if you guys are planning on doing anything to enforce the GMO settlement while you're reinforcing the Medicare stuff. I had to have Congressman Krishnamoorthy step in on behalf of my mother to get her nursing home paid because Humana would not accept the GMO settlement.
Jerry, I will work with Representative Krishnamoorthy on that. Obviously, if it's a settlement, then that needs to be enforced. And you know, the reality is we need to be covering long-term care so that you don't need these settlements. But I will do whatever I can to make sure that the settlement is enforced.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour. He's the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And we will be right back with more of your calls for Representative Ro Khanna. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're right back with more of your calls in just a moment for Representative Ro Khanna. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school
a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What happens when you're the knock, N-O-K, you know, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and all the more, all while grieving a loss. If something like that were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would be if you had a knock box, a next of kin, N-O-K, a next of kin box. The Knock Box helps you provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a Knock Box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit available exclusively at theknockbox.com. That's with a T-H-E-E at the beginning of it. The Knock Box, N-O-K, theknockbox.com. Go to theknockbox.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save your 18%.
They don't call us friends. They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace, where we all
welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Paul in Woodinville, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thank you, Congressman. I think that when you talk about Supreme Court reform, we need to talk about options that Congress can actually do rather than require a constitutional amendment, like term limits. I realize getting something from Congress with the filibuster is nearly as heavy a lift as a constitutional amendment, but maybe not quite. So, for instance, I favor increasing the size of the court to 13. Actually, I favor 15, but that's not quite good enough, because once one party has stacked it to have the majority of, say, you know, if it were 13, have 7, or if it were 15, have 8, then you have a bigger problem. You have a stacked court again. And I'll tell you what's worse than a 5-4 decision would be a 6-7 decision or a 7-8 decision. I mean, to make my point, if there were 99 justices on the court, the worst decision would be 50-49, because it becomes less definitive as you have more justices. So I favor keeping the bench at – raising it to 15, keeping the bench, say, 9, or even cutting it to 7 per case – and then randomly assigning those justices per case, and you can have a computer do that. It's easy algebra to do. And then you can't – the court has no reason to play this game with certiorari like John Roberts does now.
So in other words, expand the court to 15 or 13, but then have all decisions be made by a smaller plurality, essentially, of the court.
Randomly selected.
Yeah, like the circuit courts, like the circuit courts, the appeals courts do. Congressman, your thoughts?
Well, look, the random selection is worth exploring, and certainly probably could be done by statute. But the term limits can also be done by statute because the Constitution only requires that a judge be appointed for life. It doesn't say that a judge be appointed to the Supreme Court for life. And so you could have judges take senior status or go to a circuit court. But the randomness assignment to judges is also something worth considering. I think you're going to have a hard time getting that through, but it's certainly worth exploring.
Mario in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you, Mr. Harmon. It's amazing. It's amazing because I just decided to call Representative Harmon with an opinion that we have to go and get the Supreme Court in order. And I was thinking, how are we going to do this? Mr. Cannon, we need the big, brightest mind and earth. And our future president needs Tom Harmon. And I was thinking because of this, to get after the Supreme Court and put him in order, we need like minds like Tom Harmon to help us with this. And here we are. Mr. Paul from Washington calls before me and mentioned this.
Mario, I'm a talk show host and author. That's more than enough. Congressman, I just want to move on to another question here. Corey in Las Vegas, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna. We just have about a minute left.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I am a recipient of Social Security. I have Social Security retirement, and I have two older siblings that are also drawing Social Security. Over the weekend, I see yet another back and forth, I believe, between Jamie Raskin and Ron Johnson regarding, I'll just say that this Ron Johnson character is on a mission. And I know this is something that's also...
So what's your question, Corey?
What is Congress doing to safeguard Social Security retirement?
Okay, let's get the answer. I'm sorry I'm running out of time here.
Corey, it's very simple. The Democratic Party, Vice President Harris, Jamie Raskin, all of us want to strengthen Social Security, protect what you and your brothers have, and expand it to give you more money. The Republicans want to cut Social Security, like Ron Johnson and many in Congress. Donald Trump, when he was president, proposed budgets that cut Social Security. That's the difference. And to Mario's point, look, Tom Harkin, he'd be great on guns. He'd be great on the economy. He'd be great on the Supreme Court. He'd be an asset in whatever way he wants to serve a future government. We'll see.
God bless you. Congressman Khanna, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thank you. Appreciate
always,
it.
Always great talking with you. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe.
Listening to Tom Harkman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lassa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.